inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
Get out your extra tufts and rain gear. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we dive into the puddles in our yard for some wet planting this weekend. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. If we can't drain it away, let's plant something in it.
And why would we want to do that? Why would we want to plant something that's already kind of moist and maybe filling up with water?
Well, maybe to beautify it, to make it look nicer, to make it more, I guess that's as good a reason as any. And we can even, there's even some stuff that is edible, too. So, yeah, if we've got, we had a stream flowing, a creek flowing, or maybe just a damp spot in the yard, makes a difference between the two. Some plants will tolerate those occasionally wet areas where they can get their roots down into the really moist stuff, and others will tolerate those permanently soggy areas. So there's choices to be made.
And there, couldn't that also help with erosion control and that sort of thing, and runoff?
Certainly can, yeah. I mean, if it's just a generally wet area, you know, you don't have as much of that. But along a stream bank, definitely. And so there's places where some of it, we can look at nature, some of the stuff that's growing in the wild that we can bring in or buy, purchase to sell. Things like, look at the irises that are growing in the moist meadows, you know, right above the high tide line, even occasionally flooded by a real high tide. The wild iris, and then there's Siberian iris, and the big, tall, yellow iris are good choices. Some like it wetter than others. Some of the primroses that we are growing, that are they're growing well now and will be flowering later. The Primula japonica and Florinde, which are as pink to rose to red colors, and then there's yellow to oranges, which are very fragrant. Good choices for those locations. And ligularias, which are a tall, very structural plant, has nice leaves, tall stems with yellow flowers, again, later in the season. And a lot of these are, rather than a really early spring bloomers that we've kind of already gone through or are in the middle of, you know, they are later blooming to give us more color longer in the season.
What about shrubs and trees?
Well, again, look at nature to begin with. Again, some of those wet areas, the highbush cranberries and dogwoods, red twig and yellow twig dogwoods, again, will give us color. The highbush cranberries, we can make some tasty ketchup or jams and jellies or juice from those. There are colorful ornamental willows, the golden willows, and some of these are so easy that if you know somebody who has some, or even if you have some of your own, you can take cuttings of these and just stick them in those damp areas, and yes, along a stream, they can, you know, the roots will spread, and they will help stabilize a stream bank. Or if you have, in some cases, where you're going even to bigger willows and cottonwoods, they can almost pump the water out, and by their action, make that, turn it into a drier area.
Okay, and that kind of raises another question. Some of these, or maybe most of these, do you need to do any sort of, supplement your planting with gravel or sand or anything else like that?
Normally not. I mean, because they are well adapted to those damp conditions. However, if there's a lot of other stuff growing in there, you may have to do some digging. Maybe you might improve it with a little bit of compost to make the different plants grow better. And if you want better access to them, maybe a gravel path, laying down some, that would be a place to take a strip of landscaping fabric and potentially lay down some gravel on top of that. The fabric will help support the gravel from just sinking out of sight into those wet areas, and you also from sinking out of sight into those areas. So again, we can take advantage of, use the areas that we have that Mother Nature is filling up with moisture rather than putting in drainage and or fill. Then you've got the challenge of where do you drain the water to, and you dare not do it into your neighbor's property.
Yeah. One more question. We just have a few seconds left here, but you mentioned primroses earlier. It would now, if you have already primroses in your yard, would now be a good time to split them off and to transplant them into those wet areas?
Absolutely. The ones I talked about, the japonicas and the florendi, are just in leaf stages. They're growing, they're sprouting, but they don't bloom till later, this is a perfect time to move some. And I was in a yard yesterday where they are very happy in those moist areas, and they put out a lot of seeds. They seed themselves. Or if you have friends who have some of these, again, they're quite easy to move and plant, and this is the perfect time for it.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.